The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Jacobson of Pottawatomie. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Olivia Larson, Page from Mount Pleasant.
Inspired by St. Alphonsus de Liguori, let us pray. O my crucified Jesus, I kiss the most sacred wounds of your head, hands, feet, and side. Thank you for giving your life for me and to me. We beg you to spare us from this pandemic plague. O my risen Jesus, I love you, Jesus, my love. I repent of ever having offended you. Never permit me to be separated from you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me what you will. We ask this through the most powerful name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. Journal stands approved. Introduction to bills.
House File 689 by Committee on Ways and Means. A bill for an act creating a permit allowing the operation of vehicles of excessive weight transporting fluid, milk products, providing fees, and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment placed on Ways and Means counter. Are there announcements to come before the body? The chair will recognize the gentleman from Poweshiek, Representative Maxwell. For what purpose does he seek the floor?
Mr. Chair, would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
I would like everyone to recognize my constituent and an attorney back home, and he's also a good friend of Representative Height, too, I must say. And anyway, he's would be recognizable to most anyone who stays up and watches election results on television on election night. Mr. Mike Mahaffey.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott, Representative Poshin. For what purposes do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
In a normal year, the Iowa Pork Producers Association brings pork producers from across the state to the Iowa Capitol to connect with their local legislators and share the story of pig production in rural Iowa. COVID precautions kept them home this year. Instead, they are pleased to provide a pork loin lunch for legislators and staff that will be served today in the cafeteria downstairs. Meals will be available starting at 11 a.m. and are available till they run out. Iowa pig farmers are proud to be part of a vibrant rural economy and provide safe, affordable food for their communities and communities across the world. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The chair recognizes the lady from Franklin, Representative Latham. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction? Oh, what?
You're in order.
Thank you. Sorry. I would like to introduce Isabel Torn. She is actually constituent of Representative Ingalls, and she is job shadowing me today because her aunt lives in my hometown, and so she is interested in possibly a career in politics. So. Isabel, thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus at 9 a.m. in the Law Library. And if there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House recess until 11:30.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.